times be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
细说基督教，李四贵牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
天父上帝，我们感谢你，你赐给我们这么多预言，使我们知道我们现在靠近主耶稣来的时候。求主帮助每位听众准备他的身心，信从主，因为我们实在到了末时了。愿天父上帝与我们同在，使我们今天研究的预言更可以使我们了解我们确实是到了末后的日子。我们这样祈求，都是奉主的圣名，阿们。 The lesson we study for today is lesson 76.
今天我们所研究的是第七十六课。
Lesson 76.
第七十六课。
The subject of lesson 76 is capital versus labor.
今天这一课的题目是资本家对劳动者。
One of the signs of the last days,
末后日子的一个预兆，
is the amassing of great riches by the few,
就是有少数的人积攒大量的钱财。
We have this picture in James 5:1-3,
在雅各五章一到三节有一个形容。
Come now, you rich, weep and howl for the miseries that are coming upon you.
说，嗨，你们这些富足的人呢，应当哭喜嚎啕，因为将有苦难临到你们身上。
Your riches have rotted,
你们的财物坏了。
And your garments are moth-eaten,
衣服也被虫子咬了。
Your gold and silver have rusted,
你们的金银都长了锈。
And their rust will be evidence against you,
那锈要证明你们的不是。
And will eat your flesh like fire,
要吃你们的肉如同火烧。
You have laid up treasure for the last days.
你们在这末世只知积攒钱财。
Here we have a picture of rich men.
在这地方是形容财主。
Heaping up treasure together for the last days.
在这末世只知积攒钱财。
In other words,
换一句话说，
The acquiring of vast amounts of money by the rich,
这个财主他获得大量的金钱，
will be especially noticeable during the last days.
在这末后的日子是特别引人注意的。
Reverend R.H. Bowman in his War Between Capital and Labor says,
包门牧师在他所做的那本名叫做《劳资之争》的那本书里头这样说，
Such colossal fortunes,
这样大的财产，
Such hoarding of treasures,
这样多的积蓄，
Such combinations of wealth,
联合这样多的财富，
With such rapid increase in poverty,
再加上贫穷增加的这样迅速，
Were never witnessed before,
是以前所从来没有见过的。
Our age alone fits the prophetic mold,
只有我们这个时代才适合预言的模型。
Now notice,
请注意，
The acquiring of riches by the few in the last days,
在末后的时代有少数人来积攒钱财，
Proves a curse to them,
成为他们的咒诅。
There is no sin in getting rich,
发财并不算是罪。
It is the amassing of fortunes for selfish gratification which is sinful,
但是为了满足自私的这种心愿而积攒钱财才是罪。
This is the word picture in James 5:5,
在雅各书五章五节这样的描写说，
You have lived on the earth in luxury and pleasure,
你们在世上享美福好宴乐。
You have fattened your hearts in a day of slaughter.
当宰杀的日子竟骄养你们的心。
Much gain in the past has been acquired by grinding down the faces of the poor.
过去有很多的利益是借着压榨穷苦的人而得来的。
In this prophecy, we see pictured a revolution against such tyranny.
在这个预言里头，我们看出一个反对这种残暴的革命。
In the fourth verse we read,
在第四节里头说，
Behold the wages of the laborers who mowed your fields,
工人给你们收割庄稼，你们亏欠他们的工钱。
Which you kept back by fraud, cry out.
这工钱有呼叫的声音，有声音呼叫。
And the cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord of hosts.
并且呢，收割之人的冤声已经入了万军之主的耳了。
Seeking for fair remuneration,
为了要得到好的报酬，
the laborers have gotten together to form labor unions.
劳工们就联合起来组织了工会。
If they regard their wages as unfair,
如果他们认为他们的工资所得的工资是不公平的，
they use the weapon of striking to get their demands.
他们就使用罢工作为武器来获得他们所要求的。
So today,
就在今天，
we see countries where labor is dictating to capital.
我们会看见有些国家里头劳动者正在左右着那些个资本家。
This is the day when the laboring man has come to power.
现在正是劳力的人得到势力的时候了。
It is in direct fulfillment of prophecy.
它是直接的应验了预言。
James 5 pictures the present great struggle between capital and labor.
雅各第五章描写现在这种劳资之间的大纷争。
As long as sin exists,
只要罪恶还存在，
however, there will be inequality.
是不会有平等。
The evil is deep-seated.
这种罪是根深蒂固。
It lies in the heart.
它是潜伏在人心里头的。
A capitalist can be tyrannical if his wealth is not dedicated to God.
一个资本主义的人，如果他不将他的财富奉献给上帝，他就可能成为一种专横的人。
Yes, not only dedicated to God, but also to the benefit of humanity.
如果他不把他的财富奉献给上帝，或者用来造福人类的话。
Likewise,
同样，
labor can be just as tyrannical and unreasonable in its demands when it comes to power.
当这些劳动的人得到了势力，他们的要求也可能同样的专横，同样的无理。
These two factions will ever be at swords points.
这两方面将来永远会是百刃相见。
Yes, when we think of swords points, we think of two individuals having a sword duel. They are antagonistic one to the other, and bent on revenue as long as time shall last.
永彼此报复，永无宁日。
God's people should not take part in any form of power politics.
上帝的子民不应该参加任何形式的暴力政策。
We cannot expect justice in a sinful world.
我们在这个罪恶的世界里头不能够期望正义。
The call is,
主的呼召是这样，
Be patient therefore, brethren,
弟兄们呢，你们要忍耐，
until the coming of the Lord.
等到主来。
Behold the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth.
看哪，农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产。
Being patient over it until it receives the early and the latter rain.
直到得了秋雨春雨。
You also be patient.
你们也当忍耐。
Establish your hearts.
坚固你们的心。
For the coming of the Lord is at hand.
因为主来的日子近了。
James 5, 7 and 8.
雅各书五章七节八节。
If you are rich,
如果你是有钱的，
remember the Lord thy God.
要纪念主你的上帝。
For it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth.
因为得获财的力量是他给你的。
Deuteronomy 8:18
申命记第八章十八节。
Give that which you have beyond your personal needs to those in need.
把你个人需要所剩下来的施舍给需要的人。
Give for the advancement of God's cause in the earth.
为上帝在地上的工作的进展而奉献。
In this way, you bring salvation to many benighted souls.
你这样做，你就是把救恩带给许多蒙昧无知的人了。
If you are poor,
如果你是穷人,
do not envy the rich.
不必嫉妒那些个有钱的人。
Spiritual blessings are free.
属灵的福气是免费的。
And can be equally shared by rich and poor alike.
也是平均的分配给富足和贫穷的人。
Soon will come the kingdom of God.
上帝的国不久就要来到。
Where all will be rich.
在那个地方人人都是富足的人。
Only then can the inequalities of this life,
只有到了那个时候，今生的不平等才会永远除去，
be forever done away with,
永远的除去。
Jesus admonishes his followers,
耶稣劝勉他的信徒说，
Do not lay up treasure, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth,
不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，
where moth and rust consume,
地上有虫子咬，
And where thieves break in and steal.
能朽坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。
But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven.
只要积攒财宝在天上。
Where neither moth nor rust consumes.
天上没有虫子咬，也不能朽坏。
And where thieves do not break in and steal.
也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。
For where your treasure is.
因为你的财宝在哪里，
There will your heart be also.
你的心也在那里。
Matthew 6:19-21.
马太六章十九至二十一节。
Do you ask how the laying up of treasure in heaven is accomplished?
你是否要问怎么样才能够成就这个积攒财宝在天上的事呢？
Here is Jesus' answer in Luke 12:33.
在路加十二章三十三节有耶稣的回答。
Sell your possessions.
你要变卖所有的
and give alms,
周济人
provide yourselves with purses that do not grow old,
为自己预备永不坏的钱囊
with a treasure in the heavens that does not fail,
永不尽的财宝在天上。
As we see both labor and capital bent on getting,
让我们看见劳资双方都是专心致力于获得的时候，
Let us put our emphasis upon giving.
让我们致力于施舍。
Giving is the perfect antidote for the poison of selfishness.
施舍乃是自私自利的毒素最好的解药。
Let us look at the vocabulary words to lesson 76.
现在我们来看第七十六课的生字。
There are a total of 17.
一共有十七个。
One,
第一个。
Versus,
对。
Versus. Two, colossal,
巨大的。
Colossal. Three, hoarding,
积蓄。
Hoarding. Four, combinations,
联合。
Combinations. Five, acquiring.
获得。
Acquiring. Six, fortunes.
财富。
Fortunes. Seven, gratification.
满足。
Gratification.
或者是感激。
Eight, grinding.
磨
grinding 9 revolution
革命
revolution 10 mode
割
mode
割草的割
11 harvesters
收割的人
harvesters 12 striking
罢工
striking 13 tyrannical
专横
tyrannical 14 factions
双方不和的双方
factions 15 benighted
蒙蔽的
benighted 16 alms
周济
alms 17 antidote
解药是解毒药
antidoteWe will now read this lesson over in English.
你现在要把这一课用英文再念一遍。
Lesson 76.
第76课。
Capital versus labor. One of the signs of the last days is the amassing of great riches by the few. We have this picture in James 5, 1 to 3. Come now, you rich.Weep and howl for the miseries that are coming upon you. Your riches have rotted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver have rusted, and their rust will be an evidence against you, and will eat your flesh like fire. You have laid up treasures for the last days. Here we have a picture of rich men keeping treasures together for the last days. In other words, the acquiring of vast amounts of money by the rich will be especially noticeable during the last days. Reverend R.H. Bowman, in his War Between Capital and Labor, says, "Such colossal fortunes, such hoarding of treasures, such combinations of wealth, with such rapid increase in poverty,were never witnessed before. Our age alone fits the prophetic mold." Now notice, the acquiring of riches by the few in the last days proves a curse to them. There is no sin in getting rich. It is the amassing of fortunes for self-gratification which is sinful. This is the word picture in James 5:5.You have lived on the earth in luxury and in pleasure. You have fattened your hearts in a day of slaughter. Much gain in the past has been acquired by grinding down the faces of the poor. In this prophecy, we see pictured a revolution against such tyranny. In the fourth verse, we read, "Behold, the wages of the laborers who mowed your fields,which you kept back by fraud, cry out, and the cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord of hosts." Seeking for fair remuneration, the laborers have gotten together to form labor unions. If they regard their wages as unfair, they use the weapon of striking to gain their demands. So today, we see countries where labor is dictating to capital.This is the day when the laboring man has come to power. It is a direct fulfillment of prophecy. James 5 pictures the present great struggle between capital and labor. As long as sin exists, however, there will be inequality. The evil is deep-seated. It lies in the heart. A capitalist can be tyrannical,if his wealth is not dedicated to God and to the benefit of society. Likewise, labor can be just as tyrannical and unreasonable in its demands when it comes to power. These two factions will ever be at sword's point and bent on revenge as long as time shall last. God's people should not take part in any form of power politics.We cannot expect justice in a sinful world. The call is, "Be patient, therefore, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. Behold, the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth. being patient over it until it receives the early and the late rain. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. James 5:7-8. If you are rich, remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. Deuteronomy 8:18. Give that which you have beyond your personal needs to those in need. Give for the advancement of God's cause in the earth. In this way, you bring salvation to many benighted souls. If you are poor, do not envy the rich. Spiritual blessings are free and can be equally shared by rich and poor alike. Soon will come the kingdom of God, where all will be rich. Only then can the inequalities of this life be forever done away with. Jesus admonishes his followers, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Do you ask how the laying up of treasure in heaven is accomplished? Here is Jesus' answer in Luke 12:33. Sell your possessions and give alms. Provide yourselves with purses that do not grow old, with a treasure in the heavens that does not fail. As we see both labor and capital bent on getting, let us put our emphasis upon giving. Giving is the perfect antidote for the poison of selfishness. And how true these words are, dear friends. It is easy for our money to lose its value.
这些话真是实在的, 我们的金钱很容易失去它们的价值。
And how often we feel that our money is just like water.
有的时候,
it runs away from us.
感觉我们的钱财好像水一样的, 它会从我们手中流去。
And so it is good to invest a little of our money in things which will endure.
我们应当将我们的金钱的一部分投资在那永存的事情上。
If we use our money to save a soul from destruction,
就是我们用我们的金钱来拯救一个人免他沦亡。
If we use part of our money to the spreading of the gospel,
如果用我们一部分的金钱来传播福音,
and people are saved as a result of this,
由于这个缘故而使人得救了,
then we are investing our money in the bank of heaven.
这样我们就是将我们的钱投资在天上的银行里头了。
Perhaps there are those who are studying with us who would like to do this.
也许在今天跟我们一同研究的听众之间有人愿意这样做。
Perhaps you would like to make a contribution to the work of the spreading of the gospel.
也许你愿意用你的钱来捐助这个传播福音的传扬福音的工作。
If you give it to this organization, we will see that it is be used for the saving of souls.
如果是你给这个机关,这个组织, 我们一定会尽我们的力量来加以善用,拯救生灵。
And we will acknowledge your contribution by sending you a receipt.
我们也会寄给你收据,表示我们已经收到了。
May God be with you until the next broadcast.
愿上帝与你同在。 我们再会。